Alright, this is impromptu, like most of the episodes on the Nerd Baby Daddy podcast. This evening, I was kind of going through a friend of mine's Snapchat feed, and I saw she posted, and we'll just go to it so I can kind of say it right, keep it tight, you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm doing, you know what I'm going through it. Alright, so she posted a little meme that said, let's take a look. Cuffing season is upon us, and I have a higher chance of being cuffed by a cop than a boo. And, I mean, that's funny, I guess, a little bit, but more or less, it's like funny because it's ironic because she's posting this because she just went through a bad breakup and blah, 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 blah. This is like the third boyfriend that she's had this year, right? That I know of, right? So I went ahead and I've been trying to cheer her up. I've been talking to her, da da da, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I just, decided to just go ahead and comment back to this, right? So what I said was, niggas be lamenting on a relationship that ended weeks ago, because it did end weeks ago. Meanwhile, people like me ain't been in a relationship since 2017. Laughing emoji. Count your blessings. People like you enough to give you a try, little nigga. I guess the main point of me saying that is that, like, count your blessings. Like, I get it. Like, people need a time of mourning. Like, when something happens, you put an investment in, and the investment doesn't go the way you wanted it to go, and now you're out on that investment. Yeah, I mean, get that time to heal, get that time to get back to how you were prior to making all those contributions to that fuckboy fund, and then move on with your life, you know, realize that you're better than that situation, and there's more people out there, right? So I guess when I say that, and it's crazy because I just had a conversation with another friend of mine about this, and I'll go into that in a bit, but it's like, yes, right, you were with a guy that you really liked and things didn't work out, but like, to be down the dumps for so long, like, something's got to pick you up or stop following the same pattern of like, you know what, I got a boo-boo, so in order to cover up that boo-boo, I'm going to put a band-aid on it. And that band-aid is the next relationship. Not saying this individual is doing that. I'm just saying that's probably not the way to go. Like, take some time to date yourself. Like, and I've been saying that, and while I've been saying that, I've been trying to grow to know what that means. Because obviously I was referring to myself. I haven't been in a relationship since 2017. Like, I've tried to date one person. I've made attempts to date other people. Just didn't work out, right? But with that being said, like, It was also trying to go ahead and, you know, figure out like all my inner issues on why things didn't work out and try to fix those and get a better self-image of me, right? So date yourself, get a better self-image, know what you're worth, know what your non-negotiables are, and then you go out there and then you grab what you think you can grab. If it doesn't work out, then hey, it's plenty more. And then whilst you are out there looking, date yourself. Like, do the things for you that you would want somebody else to do. And just to kind of go back on to what my other friend, she was talking about how she was with this guy and she doesn't want to get too serious. And but at the same time, like, she really likes this guy and the sex is amazing. And from there, you know, she just worried about he's been hurt and she's been hurt and she doesn't want to be hurt. She doesn't want to hurt him. And I kind of explained to her on how it works, because she said we were having a conversation and she said that he's not gonna hurt her, and I was like, what? There's no scientific information that proves that theory is correct, that hypothesis is correct, right? So what I was saying to her was like, she, well, what she said to me was that if I ended it today, it wouldn't hurt me. Well, obvious, the amount of time that you put in is probably not gonna equate to you being hurt. So that's when I likened it to a bank account, right? So if she was investing money from her bank account to this guy, if she only gave him a dollar out of, let's say she has $100 in her bank account, if she ended the relationship, ended whatever they got going on now, then that dollar is probably not going to hurt as much as if she spent more money, and money being equal to time in this case, if she spent $50, you know, or whatever the equivalent to that investment in the time, the time together, the hanging out and all that good stuff. So obviously from day one won't hurt you, dollar one, as opposed to $50. And after you spend so much time or investment into a person, if it doesn't go the way that you want that investment to grow, then obviously it's going to hurt more than it would if you didn't spend as much time and it kind of just brushed over. I mean, I had the same kind of little thing with the person that I was attempting to date. Like, went on a couple of dates with her. She wasn't really, I mean, she seemed to like me. She just didn't like me enough to be boyfriend material. So when I kind of got the hint, like, yeah, a little bit of hurt, but like, and I guess not hurt, but disappointment, like, fuck, like, sucks for me, right? But not to the point where it was like with me and the mother of my child, where it'd been, you know, in a relationship for two and a half years, and it just didn't work out. And that took me a lot longer to kind of come to terms and be able to kind of look at her as a friend and not be like just so drawn in and, you know, wanting it to work out. And like right now, I'm just like, I'm cool where we're at. And even with the girl that I was talking to, like, we still talk and we're friends, and I still want to have sex with her, definitely. But like, I don't have that emotional attachment. Like, I want to have something with her, right? So like, yeah. So, I mean, I guess the main point of this little impromptu session that we got going on is that when you guys count your blessings, right? Someone always has it worse off than you. This particular individual, again, she's been in three relationships. I have not been in a relationship since early 2017. It's damn near the end of 2018, right? So, like, just count your blessings. This is a Day Day from the Nerd Baby Daddy podcast. I am going to spend the rest of my Friday night probably going to do some schoolwork, which I should do. But yeah, give me your thoughts, like, comment, subscribe, and I am outie.